The last late tziruv, according to Rabbi Shimon, does not for the yisoid tziruv. He holds the act of it. The story says the yisle kol shul malchus. He holds every time all these tziruv you get malchus for chatzis zayis. So if so, mikol hashiyaseh my darish bay. What does he do with the part of mikol hashiyaseh? Or malochu miboyle he needs it that the yerlam and the nazir at shiyaseh mikulam. That's Rabbi Shimon sheet all over that you only become a nazir if you make yourself awesome with all the yisuri of nazir. If you just say Harani Nozzle is also biyayin, that's all, you're not a nozzle, according to Reb Shimon. You have to be, make a Kabbalah Nazirus has to be, you're asking yourself from all the Yisurim. How does he know it? From this Pasuk, Mikol Asher Yasir. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding the Aflamet Chesam Aleph. You get the more stuff like this. Omar Rabbi Yafu, the second line from the top, third line from the top. Omar Lamet Chesam Aleph. Omer Rav Yahu, Omer Rav Loza. Kol Revi'ah Shabbat Torah is in Heta Mitzar Fli Yisuf. Now it's Rav Yahu saying it over the name of Rav Loza. Before he said over the name of Rav Yechanan, and now he's saying it over the name of Rav Loza. That what Kol Revi'ah Shabbat Torah, whenever there's a loch about drinking or eating a Revi'ah, the loch is in Heta Mitzar Fli Yisuf, Chutz Revi'ah Shabbat Nozir. The only time we have such a chiddush is only by Hilkos Nazir, that the din is he has to drink a revius of yayin. So this revius of yayin, you say, hetem tzafli yisum. If you drink a little bit of the wine, and you eat your bread with it, so then we say, hetem tzafli yisum, that it's also. Sharei yomra tera mishras, because the Torah says an extra pasuk by Nazir mishras. So it's like this. Before we had the Lashon was Rabbi Yavu was said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah is Ein Hetem Estar Afli Yisur Chutz Mi Yisurin Nozir. But before he didn't say which part of the Yisurin Nozir Mashme any one of the Yisurin by Nozir we say Hetem Estar Afli Yisur. Now he's saying it over the name of Rabbi Lez a little bit differently that all Revi'is Shabbat Torah Mashme only the Halacha of drinking a Revi'is here by Nozir we say Hetem Estar Afli Yisur. So where it says Taka, Ma'iko ben Rabbi Yechanon, the Rebbe Loza, what's the difference between the way Rabbi Yahuwah said it before in the name of Rabbi Yechanon from the way he's saying it over now, Amar Rabbi Yahuwah, Amar Rebbe Loza? So where it says, Iko ben Ayu, the Rabbi Yechanon, Ma'ar be'yafilu oichlin. Rabbi Yechanon, his lashon before was that Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah ain't hetem tzafli yisur, chutz me yisurei nazir. But mashma, any one of the Yisurei Nazir, even the Achila part, that you eat a kezayis of the grapes, there also we say, Hetem Estafel Yisam. That was the Lashon of Rabbi Yechanan. But Rabbi Lezer holds, Mashkenin midi achrini loy. According to Rabbi Lezer, even by Nazir, when Midashin Apostolic Mishras, to teach us Hetem Estafel Yisam, it's only Mishras means drinking the wine. Only that there's an issa to drink a revius of yayin, here we say hetem tzafis liyissa. But by the other yisuri of nazir, when the nazir goes to the kezayis worth of the grapes, according to Reb Leza, you would not say hetem tzafis liyissa. That's the machlokes between the way Reb Yechanan says it and the way Reb Leza says it. Reb Leza says, afilu oichlen marbe, mishum de mishras mashma mipasu miyayin. Mishras mashma from pas and from wine. O svila le Rabbi Yechanan dehu adin kol yisurei nazir. To go in chartz and vizag. Rabbi Yechanan says that the svara all the yisurei nazir should have the same halacha. That you'd say heta mitztarfli yisra by yisurei nazir. But Rabbi Eliezer sovar, the mishras mashma dafki yayin. Mishras is mashma only wine. And therefore vehechad the goli goli. When the Torah says this chiddush of mishras by drinking wine of a nazir, here we say het is mitzaraf liyisam, that if he soaks his bread in wine and eats it this way, so we say the het of the bread is added to the wine, that if you're over that area, you get malchus for that. But only by yayin do you say this chiddush. Mashenken, by the achila part of a nazir, you don't have this chiddush. So that's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Lozer, Lozer says like this, Esa Revi'ah Sein. There are 10 different halachis about the need of Revi'ah, the need of Shir of a Revi'ah Salug. The Noket Rav Kana Biyodei, and Rav Kana like set over these 10 by making it into divisions. of Chomesh Sumkosa, there are five halachas have to do with red, that means the blood and wine, the Chomesh Chiyurta, and there are five things that have to do with things like white, which means like oil, we'll soon see. So Kitsa, there are ten halachas of Revi'is. Now, Chomesh Sumkosa, what are the five halachas that have to do with something that's red, which means either wine or blood? That's Nazir, we'll soon see, explains each one of them. A Nazir is the din of Revi'is of a Yayin, of a Revi'is. The Yosef Pesach, about the Dalek Kaisis of Pesach, has to be with Revi'is. Shehoira, somebody passes a Shiloh after he drinks the Revi'is of wine, or else Ba Migdish, you go into the base of Migdish after you drank the Revi'is of wine, or else the Mesai. If you have a Revi'is of blood from two Mesim, it has Tumas Mes on it. These are five halachas to do with something that's red. So now we'll explain it. Nazir, what does it mean, Nazir? Revi'is Yayin le Nazir. That's what the din is, that a Nazir has to drink a Revi'is of Yayin. The course goes according to the Mishnah Rishayna. We had in our first Mishnah that says what? That the Mishnah Rishayna holds that a Nazir is over the Malkis is only if he drinks the Revi'is of Yayin. So that's what this Bryce is saying now, that this din to drink a Revi'is of Yayin is one of these ten halachas of Revi'is. So that's called Nazir's Revi'is Yayin. Revi'is Yayin la Nazir. Now, Oisei Pesach, what's the halacha by Pesach of Revi'is? The Yom Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Arba Kaisis Halalu. That there's a mitzvah to drink the four Kaisis Pesach by night, is Sorach Shihei Behen Kedei Revi'is. You have to have a Kedei Revi'is between them. In other words, they have to have a Revi'is of Yayin Chai, which comes out to be four Revi'isin. In other words, the kitzur, each cup has to be a Revi'is of Yayin. That's the halacha of the Dalek Kaisis. So that's another halacha of a Revi'is. Then the halacha is Taita Shehoira. What's the halacha of Shehoira? Shosa Revi'is Yayin Al Yoira. That's halacha. If somebody drank a Revi'is of wine, he's not allowed to paskin the shayla afterwards. So that's that you can't paskin halacha. After you drink wine, it means only if you drank a Revi'is of wine. Ba Migdash. What's the halacha about the base of Migdash with the Revi'is? That shosa revius yain. If somebody first drank the revius of wine, and then v'nichnas lemigdash, he goes into the base of migdash, you should know chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa for this. And now they go to the base of migdash like when you shikur. So after revius, shishuyu yain. Somebody drank some wine, is also to go into the base of migdash. Umesu, what's the fifth case about a mace? The tanya will learn like this. Minayin the revius dam. She yoytsa mishnei mesim, she metame b'yoyil. How do we know that you have from two different mesim? And the blood starts to drip out from them, and now you have revius of dam. You have revius of dam that came out from two mesim. So how do we know now that this revius of dam has a look like a tumas mes? That's metame b'yoyil. That's poshit. If it comes out from one mes, that's pshita revius of dam, it's considered like the mes. But here the chiddush is, how do you know if it comes out from two different mesim? And together you only have one revius. How do I know that this revius of dam has a loch of tumas mes? That's even metama b'yoyim. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'yakol nashos mes lo yavoy. That's v'yakol nashos mes lo yavoy. So the double loshon of nashos mes lo yavoy. So the loshon plural of kol nashos, two bodies. Like Tosa says, I'll call Nafshois Mesla Yavoy. Nefoshois Mashma Trey. Smashma 2. Umeis Mashma Shirechot says, I'll call Nafshois Mes. Mes is like Mashma 1. You have to have the shear of one Mes, which from one Mes, if you have a revius of Dam, that's Matama V'yoyel. So here the Pesach is teaching us that we are called Nafshois, even if it comes from two different bodies, Mes. An amount of blood, like from one shear of Revi'is, also has a loch of Tumas Meis. The Torah says, "Who Revi'is Dam? Le Nefesh, Sha Nefesh Tluya Boy." To the Yom Revi'is Dam, the Satin Bechem. That's the shear chashu by a dam of a Meis to give it a din Tumas Meis, a Revi'is Adam. So that's these five special lochas about a Revi'is Adam, but something to do with blood or with Yayin. Now, the Chomesh Chiyuta, there are also five halachas have to do with something that's white. What does that mean? Chalas, Nozir, Chalas from a Nozir, Chalas, what's the Chalas, the one, the Torah needs the Shemen. You have to put the oil into this Mincha of Chalas, which needs the Revius of Shemen. Who are there, the Chalas by a Nozir, needs the Revius of Shemen, or Mitzayra, or El Shenifsalu, and Beshabbos. These are the five halachas, what to do with white. Now I'll explain. Chalas, what does chalas mean? Revius shemen l'chala. That is halacha, when you make this chala, Tosfos says, talking about the chalas toida. You bring a korban toida, that there are 40 lechems, four different types. Ma'irishoyu bo shloisha mina mimatza. There are three different types for matzah. And asara chalas. 10 chalas. The asara revuchin. The asara rechikin. Utunin chatsi lug. V'oma v'chatzeyo chetzel rekikin olachalos v'chetzel revuchin. So the other perka toida. The kids, when you make the menachis, this chalos, for the toida, you have to have a shear of a revius of shemen for each type of these lechems. So that's the first thing, chala, that means by toida, that needs a revius of shemen. Nazir, the second case is nazir, revius shemen and nazir also. The Rashi says, there are two types of chalas that a nozer has to bring. Or rekikin. So when he makes these rekikin also, you have to use the revius of shemen, has to go into this. So that's also a shear of a revius by shemen, is like clear, like white. Mitzayra. What's the case of a mitzayra? Revius, mayim la mitzayra. Here at halacha, a mitzayra needs a revius of water in the cup first. Like Tosfos says, the pasuk says, "V'tov al oisam v'yasatzipur hachaya v'damatzipur hashchuta al hamayim chayim." That's what the pasuk says. You have to take the tzipur, the live tzipur, and dip it into the blood of the tzipur that we had a shchita on it, into the mayim and mayim chayim. The yom of the site, the gemara and site, the dashes parakol yamevi v'damin shadam atzipur nikubhem v'kam hein revius. How much you need their revius? Kids, it has to be a revius of water there first. You have to have a revius of water of mayim chayim in this kli, and then you put the dam or the dam ashruter in there, and then you put the tzipur achai, you stick it in there. That's called the mitzvah, needs a revius of water. Shenifslu, what's the loch of nifslu? Titznan, we learned. Vishan kol hamashkin. Tanaim. If you drink other type of mashkins, liquids, that's tomim mid rabbonin, the halacha is poistlin es agviya revius. If you drink a revius of that water that's tomim mid rabbonin, so then your body also becomes tomim mid rabbonin. That's called psul hagviya. Like your body becomes tomim. So how much of this water do you have to drink? You have to drink a revius of the mayim. That's all halacha of poistlin. That's lachem mishar kol hamashkin mitameyin. Any other mashkin that's tamei is poist v'nesagvi of revius. If you drink it down, it's metama the body, your body midrabonin. If you drink revius of the water, the Shabbos. What's the loch of Shabbos? The Tanan we learned v'shar kol hamashkin revius. Again, to the issa hoytzor of Shabbos. If you carry out liquid on Shabbos, you have to carry out the chashav ashir, something that's chashav. That's the shiurim by Shabbos. So what's called the chashav ashir of liquid, of carrying out liquids on Shabbos that you chayi for? Revius. The same thing, v'shakol ha-shevchem revius. Yeah, v'chein ha-shevchem gisa should be. V'chol ha-shevchem, yeah. So these are also five halachas of revius, with to do with water, what to do with shemen. Now the Gemara asks, v'su leker, there no more. V'yika, there is. V'yika, revius, if you have a revius of water, when you want to go wash your hands from it, you can use it for one hand or for two hands. So you see, halacha in revius of mayim is good for tefillah shadayim, even for two hands. So why does the brought down also is one of the cases of white? There should be six cases. So Gemarin says, but look to like Kamari. Over there it's the machloikis. We're not talking about a machloikis. So over there, it's brought down, the Rebbe Yossi argues over there, v'yamri, liyecha v'lo l'shnayim. He has no revius of mayim, he needs for one hand, and it's no good for two hands. So the kids said, these cases of the white, at least, we don't want to talk about cases that have a machlokes. So we only want cases that there's no argument about it. For the Gemara, Vayikah, there's still another case. Vayikah, that Hoyemevi Pile Shacharis used to bring this pot, this jug, Pile is like a jug, a Tais says, Pirish Kli, from an earthly Kli, Vinoisen Natecha Chatzi Lug Mayim and Akir. And first that pour in this Kli a Chatzi Lug of water from the Kiyah. This is talking about by Saita, by the May Saita. This is how they made the May Saita. If we have Yehudi, I'm a Revius. Yehudi says, no, they used to use a Revius of water. They put in this Kli first from the Kiyah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's also another Shir of Revius. So Gemara answers again, Beplukta Leikamari. We don't want to talk about cases that there's a Machlaikis. These cases of white, of water, a shemen, is only where there's no machlokes. So the Gemara of Vayikra, there's still another case. Vayikra, kama mayim noisin l'toichoi, if you have, let's say, an ovid shomer raglayim. You have a jar there, a bowl there that has meraglayim in it. So you're not allowed to daven in front of it. But if you pour water inside it, the water is mevatel the meraglayim, then now you're allowed to daven there. The question is, how much water do you have to pour into it to be mevatel the meraglayim? So Mar says, Vika kama mayim noisin l'toichoi, kolshu. The Tanakhama says, as long as you put the kolshu of new water into it, you're able to daven there. The kolshu, a little bit of water, is mevatel the meraglayim. But Rav Zakoi yoyim a revius. No, you have to have at least of a revius of water that you pour now into the bowl, then you're allowed to daven there. So you see there's another locha of revius of mayim, that if you pour a revius of mayim into the meraglayim, you're allowed to daven there. So again, the Gemara says, beplukta leikamari, we're not talking about a plukta, it's a machlokes here, how much water you have to put into the meraglayim to make it able for you to daven. So again, these cases, at least the five cases of white, we're saying where there's no machlokes. For the Gemara, I have leikah mikvah, there's a locha of a mikvah, that our Kol HaTaisa says, Techozu boy lahatzvil machten etzinorius. Could I read him of Sochim? The Gemara of Sochim says that even with Yeraisa, if you have a revius of water in the ground like a mikvah, it's kosher to be tabled there, kalim. You can be tabled there a needle. A small thing that fits into the revius of water, with Yeraisa, it's called a mikvah. For a man, you have to have nemsa, because that's the amount of water that a body, a person could go into. But if you only want to be tabled small needles, it would be enough to have a revius of water there. So why isn't this also included? One of the chidushim of a revius by water is that it can make up a mikvah. So Gemara answers, bar mehi, excluding this case, the batlu rabbonin, because the midrabbonin now they're mavato to say, chelim, you can't be titled in a revius. Even though it's a kosher mikvah midiraisa, but midrabbonin though they didn't want you to be titled even chelim there. Atayshi says, now with the Rabbanan, you can only be toivol, even small needles, in a kosher mikvah, 40 saw, hafil amasin esnerius. That's pshita. But for a person to be toivol, that's pshita at all times, you always need memso. But Tais just says, v'yom ha-rebi, t'nikol makam revius t'mayin loy batlu. If you have a well here, a revius, or you have a well water, now only one revius of water there, it's in the ground still, that's kosher to be tovel the kelim. The yochel atzvo matl v'mayin, afilu kolshu. This they were not mavato. Fighter. Then the Gemara goes back and says, now Mishnah,